Thanks for joining us today. You're listening to Laugh Again with Phil Calloway.
Have you ever believed something that turned out to be a complete myth? Here are a few myths I was taught and believed and possibly passed along to others. You remember, wait half an hour before going into the water. My mother said this: don't swim and eat, it'll cause hiccups, cramping, and possibly drowning. Not true. You'll be fine. Though I wouldn't enter a swim competition after eating half a cheesecake. It won't help your chances. Here's another one. A penny dropped from the Empire State Building could kill an unfortunate bystander below. Thankfully, it won't. It could sting badly, so don't have friends stand out there on the street and test it out for you. Here's another. Bagpipes didn't originate in Scotland. What? They didn't? Historians insist they likely came from the Middle East. And the sitar came from Alabama, I suppose. Well, no, I made that one up. But it's true about the bagpipes. Me Scottish ancestors would be horrified, as they would be with my accent. Dad used to say that Ireland gave the Scots the bagpipes and they hadn't gotten the joke yet. By the way, you know the difference between a bagpipe and a trampoline. Eventually, people get tired of jumping on a trampoline. You know why pipers walk when they play, right? Moving targets are harder to hit. Okay, let's move on. Here's the truth. Salty water doesn't boil faster. Vikings didn't wear helmets with horns. Bulls don't hate the color red. Toads don't cause warts. And throwing rice at weddings won't make birds explode. Well, that's a relief. Myths. When we use the word, some think of the Bible. It's full of myths, right? A talking snake, a man-eating fish, a virgin birth, Jesus raised from the dead? Come on. In a documentary on King Arthur, historians one after another acknowledged that though Arthur appears in two early medieval historical sources, these date to 300 years after he was said to have lived. Most scholars do not consider him a historical figure and refer to the story as legend or mythology. Well, is that the case with Jesus? The total count for early New Testament manuscripts available today is over 25,000. The Bible, and the New Testament in particular, have only primary source authors, those who were alive at the time of the events. Paul himself believed that the resurrection was a myth. He was at the top of his class, educated under the leading rabbi of the day, and tasked with stomping out the fledgling Christian church. Jesus was a fraud, he believed, a false messiah, and his followers had to be stopped. His transformation came when he met the risen Christ on the road to Damascus. Paul later wrote that the resurrection of Jesus was supported by far more eyewitnesses than he himself. He listed the disciples who had seen the risen Christ, then made the claim that Jesus was seen by over 500 at one time. When he wrote this, many of those witnesses were alive and available for questioning. Brilliant people alive today set out to prove that Jesus' resurrection was a myth, only to conclude that it is true. In fact, it is the factual pivot point of history. Yaroslav Pelikan, a scholar of medieval history at Yale, said, "If Christ is not risen, nothing else matters. And if Christ is risen, nothing else matters." Still skeptical? Would you pray this simple prayer? "God, if you're real, show yourself to me." I believe he will honor that prayer. And speaking of myths, here's one I was told. Never wake a sleepwalker. It will cause them bodily harm. It's not true. It's more dangerous to let them keep sleepwalking. But it's nowhere near as funny as waking them up.
As we wrap up 2025, we're humbled by how Laugh Again is impacting the lives of real people. One listener shared, "My husband and I had our dreams shattered when we had to return from the mission field. We listen every day and sometimes in the middle of the night. The message brings us such peace. To help extend that hope to more hearts in need through 2026, consider supporting this ministry at laughagain.org. Laugh Again, truth bringing laughter to life."